When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Try to get Darla some help. She says, hey guys, I've only told two other people what I did and had mixed reactions. So, am I the jerk for canceling the DJ for my ex's wedding?
Oh.
Let me state, I don't care how immature or petty this is. Uh-huh. When he dumped me out of nowhere and was conveniently dating Laura within 3 days, It was pretty clear he'd been seeing her for quite some time.
Okay.
Well, after a little detective work, he had been.
Mm.
And he'd taken my dog to her place when he should have been walking them.
Oh.
He was tied on money, so I legit paid this piece of junk $50 a week to take my dog for walks. And this is what he was doing.
Oh.
It's so disgusting, and I will hate him until the day I die. And I'm not about the forgive them to free yourself mantra. Nope, never.
Wow.
So, when I found out he was getting married to her, I knew what I had to do.
Oh.
I found out who his wedding DJ was, and I canceled them. I thought long and hard about what to cancel. I thought that would affect the wedding way more than flowers or anything else, and he loves to party. And, from what I hear, someone had to connect their phone to a speaker for their reception because of it, and I have never felt more joy than when I heard that. So am I the jerk, or was I justified? Thanks.
Wow.
Wow. I don't really think it matters what we say to Darla.
I think she did what she did.
Confident.
I was going to say, she did what she did. Like, whatever.
I said what I said.
It already happened.
I did what I did.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I don't think, like, does it matter, Darla, what we think? Because it sounds like you're pretty pleased with yourself. It brought her joy, she said.
Yeah, but as the wedding DJ, it's like you just get a random call. Hello, this is...
Maybe she pretended to be Laura.
Hi, this is Laura. We're not going to need you now. Okay, bye. And the DJ's like,
okay.
All right, sounds legit.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not going to get the security deposit back.
And, all right,
okay,
that's fine.
No worries.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that was a little immature, and I think, you know what? It would have been better to just, again...
Walk away. And just say, you know what? I think I'm going to be better off at some point down the road.
Yeah.
Or... Maybe.
Or you don't.
Darla's ex is better off.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Darla's ex is better off.
I don't know.
With but Laura.
I think it's hilarious that she's asking if she, because it's clear she doesn't care.
She doesn't care. Yeah, Keisha says, how many people are calling up their DJs now to confirm they're showing up?
Oh, exactly. 1,000%. Holly's like, I think it's great. Corey's like, the deed's been done. Doesn't matter. Ray, pettiness level, 1,000%, but this is fantastic.
Yeah, Audra says, this is not a jerk move or a justified move. That's a calculated petty, and I'm here for it. Stop telling people this was your revenge, so move on.
Oh, wow. Derek said, that's a little immature, but what a wicked burn.
Yeah, I mean, there are several people that are already posting on Facebook that are like, you know, Steven, this is the type of behavior that's a huge red flag, that you are super immature and honestly undateable. This is just ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's that.
Yeah, maybe Darla needs to take this feedback and look at the mirror, maybe moving forward.
I mean, you know, obviously this was probably a pretty quick turnaround, Darla was dating him and then all of a sudden she's not dating him. And then all of a sudden she blinks and
Laura's been in the picture
and all of a sudden they're getting married.
It was a knee jerk reaction. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I get it. I understand where the feelings are coming from for Darla for sure.
But... Joyce says, I'm a pretty petty person myself, but that just stoops to a different level of pettiness. Some things are justifiable when you're being petty, but this is not. Not only are you punishing him for his actions, but you're punishing her when she may not have even known about you in the first place.
That's true.
And for the DJ that you called and canceled for a wedding, that was not even yours. That just shows his lack of professionalism.
Oh, no. Now the DJ is getting thrown under the bus.
Now the DJ's getting thrown under the bus.
The DJ's just like, I'm just caught in the middle. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, the guy's like, I just got a text message from someone that says, hey, you don't need to show up anymore. And I was like, all right, cool. I wanted to watch football anyways.
Yeah, Nikki's like, I mean, kind of jerky. Honestly, I think you'd be better off taking the energy you put into that and doing something positive for yourself.
All right, so what are your... I think we're all kind of uniform in saying, yeah, you know...
Yeah, it was a jerk move.
Outside of a few people that are like, yeah!
Yeah.
I think most people are like, yeah, you know, you probably could have done better.
Petty level 20 out of 10.
Yeah. So what are your petty revenge stories? Like, we don't want anything like... I murdered his cat.
Okay. Yeah. No, nothing like that.
We don't want anything
level.
Like that. But it's like, if you have any sort of petty revenge story, we'd love to hear that. 502-795-1997 is our number. All right. So we'll take your stories on the way coming up. So Darla is not over her cheating ex. She decided to do something a little devilish, if you will. When she found out he was getting married to the other woman, she canceled his wedding DJ. But she came to us and was like, hey, so is that a jerk move? Because a couple people that I told thought it was.
Uh-huh. I don't think she cares, though. It brought her joy when she heard that someone had to bring out a speaker and play music from their phone at the reception.
Yeah, Kelsey tweets, nah, because my mom's ex did this to her. Dumped her after 13 years, married his side chick after like 6 months. So I'm pretty sure that this is justifiable.
Okay. No? Okay. All right. Yeah, a lot of people, there's a lot of support rolling in saying, nope, not petty, justified. Well, yes, petty, but in a good way.
Yes, petty. Brad says, this isn't a cheating story on petty revenge stories, but when I was upset, my wife one time, she turned off the TV, wrote broken on a piece of paper, taped it to the TV, shut off the power strip, flipped the batteries around on the remote. Took me several days to figure it out. I'm just glad I didn't scrap the TV.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she was thinking, oh, this thing doesn't work. I'm just going to, like, set it out on the curb.
Yeah, right?
Let someone take it.
Lisa said, I have a friend whose pumpkin fall display at the end of his driveway would be run over by the neighborhood jerk. Happened every year. My friend decided to put a stop to it, so he bought the largest pumpkin he could find, along with several large bags of concrete, filled that puppy up, made a real pretty display. The dude broke the axle of his car when he hit that pumpkin. Could not drive away, and my friend had his car towed. Oh,
and then
shoot.
You know who the perp is.
Yeah, right?
1,000%.
Petty
oh,
revenge.
Wow.
Shannon, you got one.
So I've got a petty story, and I don't really think she was too petty, honestly.
Oh. Really?
I think... her revenge was good, yes.
All right, so Shannon, let's hear yours.
Okay, so a guy and I were living together. We had to replace a toilet, so I purchased that, and he had already purchased a gas grill. So when, you know, things didn't work out, I was leaving. I'm like, hey, can I take the grill since you're keeping the toilet? And he didn't agree to that, which I thought was petty on his end. So while he was at work, I emptied the gas from the grill and, you know, maybe tossed some raw veggies behind the fridge, hoping they would rot and smell.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, that was my revenge. I wanted to do more, but, you know.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Shannon.
All righty then. Dang. And then we still got a text from Pat. Who rolled in and still talking about Darla and her, because she was paying her ex to walk the dog when in fact he was going to go cheat with Laura, his new wife. And Pat says, I think the response was warranted because she was paying him to walk her dog and basically cheat on her.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the stories. And Darla, I mean, again, I'm going to say probably went a little over the top in the pettiness.
But it sounds like that she is now, that was what she needed to purge herself of the situation.
All right.
And to be able to move on, get closure.
There you go.
So there you go.
All right. That is group therapy on 99.7 EJX.